William Bernstein, a financial theorist and author of The Delusions of Crowds, is one of those critics.
When you see people around you getting rich, you want to become rich too. And the world's most pleasing narrative is the one that you're going to become effortlessly rich.
YouTuber Dan Olson agrees that NFT trading can be intoxicating, although he wouldn't agree that it is effortless. The value of NFTs, just like the value of cryptocurrency, changes so quickly you have to be extremely plugged in to perform well.
It becomes an obsession. It's hitting a lot of the same trigger points as like gambling addictions. You know, it's a lot like slot machines.
Both Bernstein and Olson believe we're seeing a rapidly inflating bubble.
You know, if you read historical descriptions, all you have to do is change a couple of the names and you might as well be reading the Wall Street Journal.
Even pro-crypto people are like, yeah, we'll begrudgingly admit that it's pretty bubbly right now.
According to market tracker Dapp Radar, the NFT market surpassed $25 billion in 2021, up from just under $95 million the year before.
The trick with bubbles is they can go on for a long time before they finally burn out. And that's, you know, one of the characteristics of bubbles is you can feel like a fool for a very long time until the bubble meets its inevitable end.
And this feeling that you're missing out on a good investment is what crypto companies are selling right now.